the hogs and mm-hmm. and the cows.
That was this troja you mm-hmm. mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any
it's something,
other?
Well, no, I don't remember of any other buildings.
Mm-hmm. Did you feed hay to the animals much?
The dried corn,
mm-hmm.
the stalks, you know,
mm-hmm.
from the corn. And then those were put up outside,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'd start stacking them up,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they kept the corn, the dried stalks of corn, to feed the cattle.
Do you ever see pictures of hay stored outside?
Yes.
How would it be kept?
Well, it's up in blocks,
uh-huh.
and stacked up, and they covered them up with canvas or...
You'd call that a hay?
A haystack.
Uh-huh. A long time ago, when people would cut the hay, they'd let it dry in the field, and then they'd rake it up in little piles, and they'd take their pitchforks and load the hay, you know, on a wagon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear an expression referring to the little piles that they have raked up, or...
I don't remember.
Did you ever hear of a cock or a shock or doodle of hay or?
No, I don't remember.
What about when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again? You call that the?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Don't know much about that.
What about a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals can walk around.
Pasture?
Or smaller
oh.
place where they can walk around. You'd call that the...
Corral?
Mm-hmm. And a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking. You'd call that the...
I don't remember.
Did you ever hear of a cow pen or a milk gap?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cow pen.
Uh-huh. What was that like?
Well, just like a roof, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then one side didn't have a wall,
mm-hmm.
with three walls I've seen, I remember seeing those,
mm-hmm.
and then they have the cows, you know, they kind of divide that for each cow,
mm-hmm.
for milking.
How many cows did your family have?
Well, not over three.
Mm-hmm.
Not sometimes just two of them.
Just enough for
our milk.
How many were in your family?
Four. Besides my mother and father. Four children.
Children.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too large a family.
No.
What would you call a place where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk?
Dairy.
Hmm?
Dairy?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial farm like that?
No.
What about before they had refrigerators, how would people keep their milk and butter from?
The icebox.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Is that what your family had?
Yes.
Did you ever hear of anyone not having an icebox?
Yes. I don't know how, well, I don't remember when I was a child how my mother kept the milk and butter, and if they did make any butter, I don't recall.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people store?
People would boil the milk.
Uh-huh.
In days when there was no refrigerator or icebox, they'd boil the milk to
mm-hmm.
keep it, so it would keep.
And that would help it keep?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of people storing potatoes or turnips during the winter?
Not here. I've heard that up north they do that, but not here.
Mm-hmm.